Welcome to this podcast called Curious About Recovery. I am Kirsten Honeyball. I am your host. And in this podcast, I will be diving deep into eating disorders, which are complex and challenging to navigate. So whether you're a sufferer, a professional, a family or loved one of a sufferer, you can join me as I get curious by interviewing professionals, chatting to eating disorder survivors, and sharing my personal experience with an eating disorder so that you can better understand various perspectives, remove stigma, hear inspiring testimonies, and simply get curious about all things eating disorder related. I would like to put out a trigger warning. These episodes explore the topic of eating disorders, and some content may be triggering to listeners. Topics explored may mention, but are not limited to, trauma, diets, food and body types, suicide, mental illness, substance use, self-harm, violence, gender identification topics, and more. Please take care before listening to any episodes. It's important to note that this podcast is not aimed to diagnose, treat, or cure any form of mental illness and should not be seen as a replacement for treatment of eating disorders. Everything said here is expressed in relation to personal and professional opinions, and listeners should be encouraged to view these episodes as an open-minded exploration of various possibilities and perspective rather than hard facts and solutions. Please take what applies or resonates with you and leave the rest. And if you're struggling with an eating disorder, don't hesitate to reach out to me at kirsten@kirstenhoneyball.co.za. Today, we're going to be talking about something that I recently was pondering around, which was these phases of awareness. And the reason I say phases and not stages is because stages sounds like it goes chronologically in order. And I found that phases are a little bit less linear in the way or the nature that they manifest in one's life. And I'd like to speak to you a little bit about the phases that I've experienced in different levels and different stages or places through the active eating disorder and also through the recovery process. Now, why this is important is because I think that awareness kind of lays the foundation for anyone's healing journey. And I'm sure most people are aware that you can't really move towards solutions or healing for things you don't know exist. So we must first become aware before we can move towards any solutions. Before I start and get into these phases of awareness, why they're important, what they all mean, and all of that, I wanted to just share with you an experience that I had recently. And this was one of recognizing that I had fallen into unconscious eating, which is highlighted in the book called Intuitive Eating. And an unconscious eater is generally someone who is not really present in the eating process. So perhaps has a cell phone or watching TV or something like that, or working or driving or whatever it is while one is eating. And before you know it, the food is done and it's kind of like you didn't even engage in the process at all. And I have found myself slipping into that habit because I get into a groove at work and it becomes so natural for me to grab a screen to look at while I'm eating. And I would find that I would eat a meal and it would go so quickly and I wouldn't be attentive with it. And then what would happen is at the end of the meal, I'd feel very unsatisfied. And I realize it's because there was absolutely no element of process in this eating engagement. And so I've started to spend more time taking a complete break when I eat, sitting outside, watching the trees, listening to the birds, all that typical self-healing stuff. And at first, it was really uncomfortable, but I sat through it and I allowed myself to just go, okay, just sit with this meal, just be with it. And after a couple of times just practicing this, which is a practice that I've done before, but I seem to have gotten out of the habit of, I soon started to feel and think things that I usually let pass me by throughout the day, like maybe some concerns that I have or some feelings that I'm not dealing with or anything like that. And instead of trying to run away from them or distract them or make them quieter, I was enabling myself to just hear them and to see how they showed up for me in the meal process. And working through that process has got me to less frustration and more of a connection when I'm eating again. And it's just really a beautiful process. And so this is why I wanted to talk about these phases of awareness, is that I feel so privileged to be able to say that I'm at a place where I can recognize something that's going on internally, and I can choose to nurture, nourish, listen, honor, whatever is needed for that thought or feeling at the time. I know that it has not always been this way. And it seems like a place that's out of reach when you're in early recovery from an eating disorder, because everything is so frantic and everything is so full of fear, and there's no time to stop and there's no time to listen. Things are very food focused, so a lot of the time we're really just trying to get to a place where we aren't freaking out every time we're having a meal, or we are softening our urges and our impulses and our compulsions, or we are simply just trying to uncover all of the stuff that we have been pushing down for so, so long. But just because it seems like it might be a little bit out of reach where you're currently at, I just want to encourage you and say that it is possible for you to reach different phases of awareness and to really just drop into what that phase can teach you in the moment. And a lot of the time, I would rush myself to think, you know, why can't I be more spiritual and more zen and more mindful or whatever, like people who maybe had come before me. When I start judging being exactly where I am, that's when I'm blocking myself off to my intuition once again. And, you know, one of the people I interviewed recently said that recovery is about a recovering of intuition, or the intuitive self, which is basically the self that has a deep knowing for what is needed at any given time, for what is felt at any given time, and for what is present at any given time within the mind, within the body, within the spirit. And then taking it one step further, the honoring of that intuition is the space where you can actually say, okay, I hear you, I see you, I feel you, and now this is what I'm going to do to nurture those things that have come up. The reason why I'm talking about these phases of awareness today is so that you can start to maybe recognize which phases you have experienced, maybe which ones you haven't experienced, and maybe how they're actually showing up for you at any given time. And this can be cyclical. You may have one phase of awareness one day or with one meal, and you may have a different one at another time. So I'm going to explain them in practical sense, as in give you an example of exactly how that phase showed up for me and what it meant and what it taught me. And so I briefly wrote down phases that became apparent to me in my time thinking about this podcast episode, and I'm going to try and give you a little breakdown of each one. So the first one that I experienced was this awareness that I can see, right? And what I mean by this is I can see what's going on. I can see that something is not right. I can see that something feels out of place. And in relation to the eating disorder, this was for me a stage or a phase where I was stuck in the traps of bulimia just day in, day out. And I could see that I was really, really not okay. I could feel that I was really, really not okay, but I had no idea what to do about it. And the importance of that phase was that it is the initial starting point for anyone's healing journey to be able to say, okay, this is what's going on. This is what I don't want anymore. Or this is what I want to change. And the way to kind of approach this is to not get frustrated at yourself for the things that are going on. Initially, I got frustrated with myself, so I could see that I was binging and purging, and then I was losing sleep, and then I was wasting money, and then I was unable to study, and I was skipping classes, and I was doing all of that stuff, and I was able to see that was going on. And I immediately went into a state of self-blame. I felt like I was the worst person in the world. I was in the fetal position, crying my eyes out, just recognizing and realizing that I was my own problem, you know, and that was a really tough pill for me to swallow because I couldn't escape that reality. I could attempt to momentarily escape myself through binging and purging, but it only worked for so long until it stopped working. And then I realized that all that was left was me, and that was very painful. If you're in this phase where you are recognizing that you can see stuff is just going wrong, whether it's related to the eating disorder or whether it's as a result of the eating disorder or other co-occurring addictions or codependency issues or whatever mental health struggle you're going through, when you can see that stuff is going wrong and you can recognize that you are a culmination of choices that have been made and things that have been done, and you can see that and not blame yourself or not hate yourself or not try to expect yourself to be further along in the journey than you already are, then you can move towards a place of thinking about the solution rather than the problem. Now, many people who do 12-step recovery programs are familiar with this term. When you find a problem, instead of sitting in the problem, evaluate it, observe it, assess it, own your parts, see where you can change, and move towards a solution. So the first phase, I can see. Because now that you are aware, you can see something's going wrong. You can now start to nurture or practice other forms of awareness that each serve their own purpose. So I can see serve the purpose of starting you on your journey. The next phase of awareness that I have recognized is feelings. So being aware that a certain feeling was arising. So in the beginning for me, this was being aware that I was anxious or perhaps afraid. A lot of it was fear. A lot of it was fear-based, or actually a lot of it was more this feeling of wanting to burst or like escape. I can't really explain it in another way, but in the beginning of the eating disorder, it was always this feeling of maybe running away is the best I can describe it. But the importance is that I had the awareness that this is what I felt. I wanted to run away from myself. And over time, it has become really amazing for me to be able to start dropping into the fact that I can be aware of feelings and that those feelings don't necessarily have to dictate my behavior, which they always did. So in the beginning, I wouldn't even know that I was feeling anger. And the only thing that would happen would be the behavior of purging. Now today, what I can do is I can recognize, oh, this made me angry. And I can honor that anger. I can express the anger in a healthy way. And I can move towards whatever solution there might be around this anger, whether it's a healthy form of processing, whether it's a expression to another person, whatever it is, I'm able to go, oh, this is what I'm feeling. And my feeling does not have to dictate what I do or how I behave or even how I think about a certain thing. So for instance, there's been times where I have felt a deep sadness and I have to recognize in that moment that just because I feel a sadness for a specific area doesn't necessarily mean it has to change or that I'm right or that I'm wrong. It's simply a feeling, and feelings are non-linear. They can come from a previous experience or a trauma or something like that, or it could remind you subconsciously of some feeling that you'd had before, or perhaps it's just a new experience for you that you've never had before and now you are feeling this for the first time. So this phase of awareness is really important for me, was to be able to recognize a feeling. And that was a beautiful phase of awareness that I came to. The awareness of the impermanence of feelings, the awareness that feelings can change and I can choose to change them. The one time I was feeling really, really sad and someone said, well, why don't you choose to be happy? And I was so frustrated. I was like, how could you even say that? You can't, because I saw it as them diminishing what I was feeling. But in that moment, I was like, well, what if I did choose to be happy? And so I tried to feel what happiness might feel like. And suddenly I felt happier. I didn't feel perfect. I didn't feel fixed or solved. And the things going on around me were still saddening, but I didn't feel as bad. And so the awareness of, like I said, the impermanence of feelings and the ability to not be dictated by them. The third phase of awareness was the ability to hear what I was thinking. So I would have a feeling and I'd be able to say, oh, wait, this is where this feeling is coming from. This feeling is coming from this thought. And it always goes like that for me. A lot of the time, I would have feelings and then I would not know what to do with them or where they came from. But when I allowed myself to hear what I was thinking about the feeling, that really gave me a lot of empowerment, because I could say, oh, I'm feeling rejected and sad because I'm thinking that this person is going to leave me, or that I'm not worthy of love, or I would feel trapped and belittled because I believed or I was thinking that I wasn't allowed to vocalize myself in a certain situation. And so the phase of awareness that I got to when I was allowing myself to hear the thoughts behind the feelings was really, really powerful. And then being able to say, oh, wait, not only can I change the feelings I'm having or recognize the impermanence of them and not let them dictate my life, but I can also recognize the thoughts and I can challenge them. I can change them. I can assess whether they're true or not. I can assess whether they're harmful or helpful. And then I can assess whether I want to carry on that train of thought or not. And trust me, it took a lot of practice. I still don't get it right all the time. But the ability to say, okay, this is a thought I'm having and I don't want to have that thought pattern anymore. How can I think differently? And so I got to a phase of awareness where I became aware of the fact that not only did I have the power to hear my thoughts, but I had the power to redirect them. And that was really, really beautiful. And then there was the phase of stopping. What I mean by this is the awareness that when I had an urge and I was able to feel what I felt and hear what I was thinking, I had the ability to stop before I acted out on the eating disorder, to be aware in that moment that I had a choice. And that was a very, very deep level of awareness for me, to be like, oh, I actually can choose in this moment. I was aware that I could stop, which made me aware that I could also not stop. So I would have times where I would become aware of my thoughts and my feelings, and then I would recognize that I was acting out on an urge, and I would say in my head, you can stop at any moment. And I wouldn't. I would carry on. And I would know that I was choosing to carry on. And this is the thing that confused me the most, because I thought, well, surely if I know that I'm capable of stopping right now, then I should be able to stop. And the awareness that came from this knowing that just because I am knowledgeable of something doesn't mean that it's going to integrate practically in my life. And so I had to go deeper. I had to do things like decide in the moment, what am I going to do when I am struggling to stop? Am I going to call someone? Am I going to remove myself from my environment? And quite frankly, that's generally the most helpful one for me. Wherever I am in the moment, if I'm having an urge to purge a meal, then if I remove myself from that physical environment, even if it just means going outside, I generally find that there's some kind of internal shift that I can start thinking differently. So that was really helpful for me. And the crazy thing is, this whole time, I was recognizing thoughts and feelings and choices and all of that stuff. And I had left the most important one out for last, which is only something that I've recently started truly connecting with. And this is the awareness of the intelligence of my physical body. I know a lot of the time people will say, listen to your body. And that can be a very challenging thing to do. However, I've recently started being able to really connect with the body and not just feeling like, okay, I'm tingling in my stomach right now, or I feel tight in my chest or something like that, but to hear what my body is saying. It feels like internal words. And the most recent one that happened, I was eating a certain type of food and I had felt fear around it. And I looked down at my body and I said, what are you trying to say to me? Because right now you're very tense and you are not coping with this very well. And I heard internally my body saying, I feel scared. I feel shaky. I feel unsafe. And what I needed was I needed physical contact from another human being. So I looked over to my partner and I said to him, I need you to place your hand on my chest. I need you to help me feel present. And now I'm very fortunate to have been able to have my partner nearby to be able to do this. But the fact that I was able to do this, able to hear what my body was saying, not only just recognizing that it was tense, but hearing what it was asking for and hearing what it was saying to me and how it felt. And then once I had heard how it felt, I was like, okay, how can I honor how you're feeling right now? So this phase of awareness is the, I guess, most recent one for me in recent years. And it's the most effective one I've found thus far in coping with food fear, is to drop into the body and to listen to it. And sometimes that means that there's no thoughts that necessarily come into your mind. It's not, oh, I wish I could explain it the way I know how to feel it. And if you felt this, you'll know exactly what I mean. And it's hard to explain something that is so intangible. But the beauty of the intangible nature of this is that it is not defined or put into any box. It is unique for every single person. So the phase of awareness of being able to hear my physical body, to hear what it's communicating with me, has been one of the most rewarding processes that I could ever imagine. And if you're in a stage where you are trying to connect with the hearing your physical body, or the feeling your feelings, or the hearing your thoughts, or recognizing that you can stop and you can also not stop, whatever phase that you're experiencing at this present moment, I want to encourage you to not judge any of them. And to try and say, okay, what is this phase of awareness teaching me? Or what am I needing to learn in this phase? If you're unsure about what it's trying to teach you or what phase you're in or anything like that, then I highly encourage you to practice making stillness a priority, to try and spend more time with your thoughts and your feelings and your body, which the three of those are generally the things that we try to run away the most from. But if you can drop into these three and see how they're interacting with each other, how they respond to each other, how they influence each other. And I think the last and one of the most important phases of awareness or states that I've experienced is through all of this, through the understanding that I can see the things that are going wrong in my life and I don't always have the solutions to them, and I can feel my feelings, but I don't always have to be dictated by them, and I can hear my thoughts, but I can choose to think differently, and I have all these choices, and I'm able to connect dots, and I'm able to hear my physical body and all of those things, and I'm able to be aware that at the end of the day, everything will be okay. And that sounds almost unattainable to most. Because how can everything be okay when you're being abused, or when you have no money, or when you are ill? How can everything be okay? And it brings me back to this phase of awareness that being okay is not an external thing. It is purely internal. And I could go on for ages and ages about the spiritual nature of this internal being okay. And I could also say that sometimes my humanity jumps in and convinces me otherwise. But ultimately, there's a deep knowing within me that was accessed through practicing being with myself that tells me everything will be okay. And rebuilding and recovering that sense of trust within oneself is such a beautiful process to go through. However, it takes some time. That time looks different to everyone, but it generally involves some time of solitude. It involves some time of changing behaviors, of people, of careers, of all sorts of things. That you might find that your entire life turns upside down when you go into this phase of self-discovery and healing. But when you give yourself that time and you really just stay curious in the whole process, you will find your healing and you will find that internal wisdom that comes with your spiritual connection and your ability to let go of things and your ability to dive deep within yourself. And that means that it's going to take a little bit of work from your side. You're going to have to be able to sit with uncomfortable emotions and sift through them and face them and do all the ugly stuff that makes you want to scream and cry and shout and all of that. And when you do it, it's going to feel horrible, but it's also going to feel great. One of my clients recently gave me this beautiful word about this feeling when something is incredibly painful and healing at the same time. And this is so appropriate for the phase of recovery. I remember the first time I had a full meal and I looked down at my stomach and it felt so scary, but so, so nourishing at the same time. And so I really want to encourage you to do the really tough work. Go through it. Go through the tears. Go through the anger. Go through all of it. And see, what phase of awareness are you experiencing at any given time? Are you experiencing the awareness that comes with being able to recognize disaster or recognize gratitude and life and creative energy? Or are you at the phase of awareness where you're able to recognize feelings or thoughts or the fact that you have choices in your life or the fact that all of these things interact with each other or even the phase of awareness where you recognize that everything's going to be okay? And so this podcast episode might not have had any conclusive information or practical tools or anything like that, but I also see the incredible spiritual nature of things. And so I hope that something in this episode has resonated, even if it was just one word. Perhaps that's a question I'll ask. If you can think back onto this episode, one word or one phrase or one sentence that stood out for you, sit with it. Why did it stand out for you? Did it make you uncomfortable? Did it make you smile? Did it make you curious? Sit with that sentence or that word today and unpack what it means for you. And in that process itself, you will be practicing awareness. If you are wanting to increase your ability to be aware, sometimes what I would really find helpful was just before I woke up or just before I went to sleep, I would have my eyes closed and I would just have the intention of being internally connected. So I would wake up and before my eyes were fully open, I would just say to myself, okay, I am intentionally connecting with this moment. And then I would open my eyes. And if I go to sleep, I would say, okay, I'm intentionally connecting with this moment. And it would really help. If you want to take it a little bit further, I find that doing a little bit of reflection at the end of the day is really helpful. Or even during the day, really, really helpful. And just saying, you know, what did I experience today? And then going into your day with the idea of knowing that there's going to be ups and downs, knowing that there's going to be good and bad. But when you allow yourself to focus more towards the things that bring you joy or the things that make you smile or the things that bring you a sense of peace, even if it was only a glimmer of a moment in the day and you focus on that thing, you find there is a lot more ability to create stillness. If you are struggling with awareness and how to cultivate it, start with stillness. And if you're struggling even more, pop me a message on Instagram or on my email or go to my website, and I'd be happy to help you start cultivating awareness for yourself. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you have liked it, share it with people who you think might benefit from listening to it as well. Don't forget to go to my Instagram page called @curiousaboutrecovery to find out about upcoming episodes or to browse the episodes of the past. You can also follow my page called @KirstenHoneyball, where you can get inspiration for your eating disorder recovery.